This is the Triple R Midday News with Alex Mitchell.
And Alex Jones.
Tough new barriers are being set up to stop dodgy education providers ripping off students. The Federal Education Minister says student loan reform will create more stringent rules for private colleges. The move will see the Vet Fee Help program replaced. Providers will also be prevented from using brokers to drum up business. The government says the vocational education and training sector has been plagued by unscrupulous operators.
Migrants are being targeted in a scam so far costing them more than $150,000. Corporate regulator the ACCC says migrants are being approached by scammers pretending to be immigration officials. The scammers tell migrants there are problems with their paperwork or status and then demand payment to avoid deportation, arrest or detention. The corporate regulator says it has so far received 300 complaints.
Commonwealth Bank CEO Ian Narev has told the parliamentary inquiry into banking no member of staff was sacked over their recent insurance scandal. An investigation earlier this year found the bank had repeatedly denied insurance claims despite clear evidence they were legitimate. ANZ will answer questions today as the inquiry continues, with the Big Four banks facing a string of complaints caused by alleged unethical behaviour.
A former chairman of the ABC has criticised a decision by SBS to program American content on its new channel, Viceland. Maurice Newman says SBS is operating against its own charter. He says SBS is running a commercial enterprise with taxpayers' money and should be folded into the ABC or become a subscription service. However, RMIT Media Studies academic Vincent O'Donnell says SBS should be free to pursue commercial opportunities.
SBS is only partly funded by the government and it is therefore a hybrid enterprise. It takes commercials, but it also takes government money. So it's up to it to find its way. But SBS should be entitled to steer its own future, given that it's a hybrid service and given that it continues to fulfil its charter obligations.
Nine Australian men arrested at the Malaysian Grand Prix after stripping down to their budgie smugglers continue to be held pending possible charges. Local police say the group could face charges of insulting behaviour and a breach of the peace, which carries a maximum two-year jail term. Australian consular staff are working to assist the men.
The Police Association of Victoria is calling for more than 3,000 additional police across the state by 2022. The union has identified 25 regions in need of more staff, including Casey, Wyndham, Whittlesea and Glen Eira. The union is concerned that officers are currently overworked and stressed at under-resourced stations.
A US study has found a link between caffeine and a reduced risk of developing dementia. The University of Milwaukee study found women who drank up to 3 cups of coffee a day had the risk of developing dementia cut by a third over a 10-year period. The university says with further study, the relationship between caffeine and dementia can be better quantified.
The US government is facing a massive privacy violation after Reuters revealed Yahoo secretly built a software program scanning the emails of millions of customers. It is unsure what the US government was looking for, but it is being seen as a huge violation of the Fourth Amendment, with the action being labelled as illegal and unconstitutional by civil liberties groups.
The United Nations has announced it will launch its first space mission in 2021, carrying experiments from nations unable to afford their own space programs. The UN is hoping to capture intelligence and insight from all over the world, regardless of wealth, to solve critical global problems. The spacecraft can carry experiments from 20 to 25 nations on each trip and is hoping it will unite nations in the process.
A welcome home parade is underway in Bourke Street for Australia's Paralympians. Australia placed 5th at the Games with 22 gold medals and 81 overall. Ben Fawcett won gold in rugby at Rio and his mother Sue says she's proud of all our athletes.
They've all done a fantastic job, medal or no medal, they've done amazingly well.
Tennis star Maria Sharapova has had her two-year doping suspension reduced to 15 months. The former world number one had tested positive for banned substance meldonium, but the Court of Arbitration for Sport has said she should not be considered an intentional doper. Collingwood president Eddie Maguire has called for the banning of GWS Giants from the national draft for 2 seasons. Mr. Maguire says the Giants have been allowed by the AFL to stockpile too many young players and the ban would help to equalise the competition. And Geelong legend Corey Enright has announced his retirement after a record-breaking 332 games.
And now to weather. Today, an afternoon shower or two, a top of 18. Thursday, mostly sunny and 25. And 24 on Friday with a chance of a late shower. This is Triple R Midday News with Alex Jones.
And Alex Mitchell.